Hundreds of thousands of refugees live in the Mountain West. Many fled their home countries to escape violence or civil war. But for some, the U.S. has not been the haven of security they expected, from families that have been separated at the border to a vicious stabbing attack on a refugee community in Boise. Amanda Petra reports that trauma can have a devastating effect on an already vulnerable community.
Fatima Aboud explains her wedding song to me. It's all queued up on her phone.
It's like welcoming Fatima in with the people. And they're just saying, like, come in and just get in your happiness with you and stuff.
Aboud's wedding was supposed to happen on July 1st. She had everything ready the night before. Lace and flowers on the table, trays and trays of baklava. But that evening, a transient man went on a stabbing rampage in her community. One three-year-old was killed. Eight others were hurt.
The woman that got stabbed in her neck was our neighbor for like 4 years.
Some of the victims were invited to the wedding. Aboud and her fiancé, Al-Waleed Abdullah, decided to postpone the ceremony.
We shouldn't celebrate while they're in the hospital, you know, suffering.
Both Aboud and Abdullah fled Iraq a few years ago. Back then, there was regular bombing and violence on the streets. Aboud's father was almost kidnapped twice. Aboud's mother, Gada Abdullah, explains it this way.
We left all the people that we know. Back then, every day, I was expecting bad news. It could be that our brother got killed or your sister kidnapped.
Many refugees have similar stories. So when violence happens in their new communities,
it's re-traumatizing.
April Masaryk is an assistant professor of psychological science at Boise State University.
And you get to your place of refuge only to find out that you may not be safe.
Take the current crisis at the border, where many families have been separated.
Parents and their children are fleeing from an unsafe situation. For young children who rely on adults to care for them, are separated from them, it basically removes a lifeline.
People react differently to stress, so Masaryk is careful not to make generalizations about refugees or immigrants.
Worst case scenario, really, is that they live a life with the effects of the trauma every day. So this could be depressive symptoms, anxiety, hypervigilance. It can also look like hostility or anger, acting out.
That stress can also create physical symptoms.
Like, I feel all my muscles, like, all my body is hurting.
That's Iraqi refugee Nida Jasm. She says the stabbing in Boise triggered past trauma.
For days, it's continue with me until I'm over it, you know? Which I think I'm not over it. Like, it's in the back of my head. Like, I come back whenever there's something triggered it, you know?
She gets flashbacks of the horror she fled from in Iraq. Car bombs behind you as you drive to work. Neighbors who disappear without a trace. Murders on the street right in front of you.
It's bring something bad from the memory, because it's like people killing like this. Like, this is the way. Like, this take me back to what happened. Sorry. So I'm like, is this happening here now?
Boise police have said there's no evidence that the suspect was specifically targeting refugees. Jasm knows that, but there's still this question that haunts her.
It's a guy, he has problems, he has issues, and he starts killing people left and right. But in my head, I'm like, but why all of them refugees?
But Jasm still believes Boise is a safe and welcoming place. Al-Waleed Abdullah agrees.
It says, like, a single action and from a single person, Boise stays like a very safe and like peaceful city.
Al-Waleed is still looking forward to his future here, including his marriage to Fatima. Their wedding is now planned for November later this year. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Amanda Petcher.